Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, what up? Welcome to the show. Xavier survives today, but more importantly to our next guest, Michigan State advances past USC. And our next guest is the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz, who's participating in the Invited Celebrity Classic, April 21st through the 23rd at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas. Of course, we know John, a fantastic golfer, qualified and competed in the 2018 U.S. Senior Open. John, thanks so much for the time. It's Maggie and Perloff here in New York. Congrats to your Spartans today.
Yeah, that was a big win. Not going to lie. Last four first rounds have not gone well for Sparty, who's used to being in the tournament. So that was a big win, and Tom will have them ready in a day and a half here for whoever, Marquette or Vermont.
Did you fill out a bracket this year, John?
I did.
Do you have Michigan State winning it?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you kind of had that.
No. I mean, I want to be realistic. I know that's what I want, but they actually have them going, I think, offhand. I think they meet up, if they were lucky enough to win the games that I had them winning, I think they meet up with Purdue. And I had Purdue beating them. And I had Purdue and Gonzaga in the finals.
John, I don't forgive me if this is an indelicate question or if you don't want to answer it, but how much have you ever wagered on Michigan State?
Any of my teams that I love and root for, that's the double whammy. There's no way. That's not a good policy because I would rather – I mean, I'm such a diehard that I would rather – the team win, then me win money.
Got it.
John, did you, we were talking about this before the show. Did you attend Michigan or come close to attending Michigan State before you went pro? How did that go down?
Yeah, so I was less than 24 hours from going to my first class. I had signed early on in the process, got drafted late, and I had my dorm, I had my classes, everything picked out. Sunday night at 10 around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, up against the deadline, I signed with the Tigers, so I just didn't show up to class or Michigan State. And I went and joined the Tigers big league club because I had waited so long. The rookie ball was over. It was one of the most unreal paths that you could take. And they had just come off winning a World Series. So imagine this young kid following a team around for the last 35 games of the season. And I just was like this little lost puppy following this, bullpen catcher everywhere he went. I worked out with the club, and then I went in the stands when the game was on, and then I went in the dugout in the team bus. So, yeah, it was an unbelievable experience for me and really a life-changing moment. It was 24 hours, and everything changed.
That is wild. John Smoltz is joining us, the Hall of Famer, the Cy Young winner, the World Series champion, is going to be participating in the Invited Celebrity Classic, which is April 21st to the 23rd at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas. Lots of celebrities, lots of athletes, all for a really good cause, a charitable component to it as well. Lots and lots of fun. Okay, John, full disclosure here. I'm a Mets fan. So thanks for the nightmares all those years. But beyond that, obviously the Edwin Diaz injury in the World Baseball Classic has me feeling a certain type of way about that tournament now that my team is not going to have their closer for this season. Do I have a right to be, you know, upset about this? And do you think it's going to change anything moving forward with participation in the WBC?
You have a right to be upset. You have a right to be down and out, because that's unfortunate. And it's just one of the worst blows. It wasn't something extravagant. It wasn't something crazy. It wasn't even in a performing on the field. I just hate it. You know, spring training has a bunch of injuries every year, and it would be naive to think that this tournament wouldn't have some injuries, but nothing like that. Like that, when you're celebrating one of the biggest victories, and it wasn't like some of these celebrations, which, by the way, I don't know how guys don't get more hurt in the celebrations that exist in baseball and a regular season, let alone, you know, this tournament. So I hate it for baseball. I hate it for the Mets, one of the elite closers. And it's just I can't even describe. Every year it seems like the Mets have something on the mound that just doesn't work injury-wise. It's amazing.
What do you think WBC, there's a big debate, especially here in New York, John, about WBC in general. I think it's a great opportunity for Major League Baseball to get excitement going in a time that would normally be spring training. And it seems like the players love it. Do you, do you buy that argument, say that Mike Trout said the other day that this is a wonderful experience, and despite the injury risk, there's still a lot of value in it?
Well, you know, I've been covering this now. It's my second or third one. I can't even remember. I did. This is my third one. So last year called, you know, USA winning the World Baseball Classic. For the other countries, it's ginormous. It's a way to expand their federation, baseball federation. It's showcasing the greatness that we have in our sport already in baseball. For the U.S., it's a little more tricky. There's more restrictions. It's not like we're trying to promote. Baseball's always been in the U.S. You know, so like Great Britain just got the greatest moment of their country. They qualified. They're going to expand their baseball program. For the superpowers is a lot of pressure for Dominican Republic, for Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Japan. I mean, they want to win it badly. I'm not saying the U.S. doesn't, but you have to buy in. If you're on the USA team, you cannot be conflicted. You cannot be like, all right, I'm going to do this, but it literally has to be a total commitment. And the ones that are here are totally committed. There are still a lot of restrictions put on them that nobody knows. You know, they can say all they want about whoever manages this team. They don't have the luxury of doing whatever they want. I can promise you that. And so the U.S. has a lot of pride. They're defending champs, and I'm sure they're going to want to do whatever they can in this three-game set if they're fortunate enough to get to the finals to repeat.
John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer, is our guest. John, there was a video that was put out recently where it was six players from the Dominican Republic, and they were asked, you know, what's more important? What would you rather have, World Baseball Classic, championship or World Series? And five out of the six said World Baseball Classic.
Yes.
Should Major League Baseball, like, is that a problem for Major League Baseball?
I just think they're being honest. You think about it. They're coming to our country, and they're having to learn the style over here, the language, and they're competing with their teams. But once every 3 years, or until the pandemic, they get an opportunity to return to their countrymen and play together. That is a huge deal. Listen, for whatever it's worth, I know it's not going to happen. I've been banging the drum for a World Baseball, World versus USA All-Star game. I think it's in the middle of the season would be phenomenal. You could actually play two games. You could showcase all the talent that baseball has worldwide, and tell me who wouldn't want to play in the middle of the season for that kind of scenario. And the reason I don't think it's going to happen is because of the WBC. But that's when you've got everybody ready. That's when you've got everybody primed, and it would be a phenomenal All-Star game. But to your question, I mean, I understand their answer. And, you know, if I were to say that on the air, I probably would be looking for another job. But that's just the reality of them being honest. I don't see that as a point where that there's something wrong with that. I just think they're being honest about their country and how this tournament before the season starts is very important to them.
Talking to John Smoltz on behalf of the Invited Celebrity Classic, which we'll get to in 1 minute. John, the pitch clock is getting a lot of attention right now. Is the game going to be unrecognizable to the average fan, or will we get used to this pretty quickly once the season starts?
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be so good that people won't even recognize down the road that there is a pitch clock. And that's the way the players will adapt to it. There'll be some shenanigans early. There'll be some hiccups early. Everyone will get over it. But this is going to speed the game up. This is going to create action. All the rules have been put in place to enhance the game and get more action. I cannot tell you how great this is going to be. The shift, banning the shift, this is going to be great for baseball. You know, we've gotten to a point where I've never understood this. If I say that the games are 3 hours and 50 minutes, that doesn't mean I hate the game. It's just a data-driven, it's data. And if the games are taking too long and the fans are having a hard time hanging in there, they've made some rule changes to enhance that and create more action. There's nothing wrong with that. The players will be fine. It might affect and impact less than 2 to 3% of the players. And honestly, this pitch clock is more for the hitters than it is for the pitchers. The hitters are going to have the hardest time adjusting to it, more so than the pitchers. So I'm fired up about it this year. I think it's going to really reteach the players to play the game at a faster pace. They've learned to play it at a slower pace because of all the information. And, you know, I just think this is the unintended consequences are going to be great. I've been saying it for years. And every sport's made changes. Every sport has made a defensive change, and no one blinks an eye at it. But when baseball started talking about it, people kind of lose their minds. And, again, it goes back to when there isn't that much action, and you've got the data to back everything up, more strikeouts, more walks, and the game's taking longer, you won't be able to individually make a team change their philosophy. But if there's rule play changes, now they got to change their philosophy.
John, so as a pitcher, it wouldn't have changed the way you work, having that pressure on you?
Not at all. No, we all know. See, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's hard to compare generations, right? And we pitched with a different reward system, and we pitched with a different philosophy. We pitched fast, and we pitched more to contact. And so, you know, there was this idea that you pitch 8-9 innings, you conserve, and that's what we were trained to do. Now it's different. Train for max velocity, minimal effort, maximum velocity, but don't extend beyond, you know, humanly what they're capable of doing. And so now you're going to see a combination of both. You're going to see guys having to train a little bit differently. You know, 98 in the first inning might be 95 in the fifth inning with a pitch clock. Who knows? But I'm telling you, the game will move in a pattern that will be infectious to all of everybody.
There was a video that circulated in spring training when this started with the pitch clock where an entire half inning was played up against an inning in the world in the playoffs in 2015 where the pitcher had not thrown a pitch and yet an entire half inning happened in the same amount of time. We're excited about that as baseball fans for sure. John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer, is participating in the Invited Celebrity Classic. I mean, John, you're a hell of a golfer. I mean, last year you came in sixth in this tournament, but be honest with us. Tony Romo, Marty Fish, Annika Sorumstam, Adam Thielen, Derek Lowe, they're all going down this year, right? People who finished above you.
Can I tell you, I'm excited about, I got a new hip 5 weeks ago. So got
a new hip
replacement.
Yeah,
new hip. So I'm excited about playing a little bit, a lot pain-free. I have not had that luxury the last few years. So I'm getting used to my new hip. I'm swinging at it right now. Don't tell my doctor. I'm a little ahead of schedule.
Our secret.
But this is a great field. Those people you mentioned, especially Annika and Tony Romo, they are studs, and Marty Fish and Mark Mulder. So, yeah, I love whenever there's a tournament, I love the fact that if they're going to keep score and there's going to be a scoreboard, I want to be on it. And I didn't have much hope about 6 weeks ago when I thought about the process of playing after a new hip. But I tell you right now, I'm so excited that I'm looking forward to walking pain-free again and playing pain-free again.
Now, is beating Greg Maddux enough for you? Would that satisfy you if you didn't win?
No, I basically had to have surgery because Glavin almost beat me this January in a tournament, and I knew he was gunning for me, and I beat him by a point. I had to bogey the last hole to beat him by a point. So I said, that's it. I got to have surgery. If he's getting that close, I got to have surgery. But no, Greg's gone in the wrong direction, unfortunately. Glad's taken a ton of lessons. He just wants to beat me once. And I can't let that happen. I honestly cannot let that happen.
I love you guys are still so competitive as a former teammates with the Braves in the 90s. Okay, so, John, I've got to call out my co-host here. Last year at the Masters, when Tiger Woods returned, barely 10 months after being in the car accident, he returns to the Masters. John, I had, like, tears in my eyes. You know, we're watching him hobble on the course. I had tears in my eyes. My co-host is like, come on, it's just golf.
Wait, John, that's exactly what I said. But
it's pretty close. You were like, come on, it's golf. It's what people do when they retire.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I probably had that thought 25 years ago. I didn't understand the complexity of walking a golf course and playing. I didn't think that was an athletic feat, to be honest. I didn't appreciate golf in that way. And all I can tell you, just what my little broken down body went through the last 3 years, it's not a joke what he did. It's impossible to think about what he went through and how he's doing it on a course that is not easy to walk. You are on your feet for 5.5 hours. And that is what did me in, just from the hip standpoint. I got one done. I got to do one more. And to do what he did, the perspective is off the charts. And I'm telling you right now, I think he captured the entire country in the fact that this guy knows how to play that golf course and on his body was able to almost pull it off.
John, you played with Tiger at Augusta, didn't you?
I did.
How'd you do?
So the 30-second story is I hit it down the middle of number one. He hit it in the bunker, and we were walking down the fairway, and he said, this might be your day. I said, you're darn right, it's going to be my day. And I made six, he made four, he shot 66, I shot 76. And it was the biggest joke I've ever seen of a guy carving up a golf course as if it was his own. Every pin was Sunday's pin. So this was like 3 weeks before the Masters. The course was prime and ready, and he just strolled around like it was nothing.
Amazing. Wow. John, thanks so much. Can't wait to watch on Golf Channel the Invited Celebrity Classic. Go to invitedcelebrityclassic.com. Proceeds benefit the Momentous Institute, which is an important North Texas nonprofit dedicated to helping children in need. Also, First Tee Dallas and First Tee Fort Worth will be watching on Golf Channel. So, you know, make us proud out there.
I will be grinding, and I will do that.
Well, happy to hear you're pain-free, too, with the new hip. Thanks so much, and hopefully we'll catch up with you during the baseball season. Very cool.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer.
Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. All right. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.